and I tried my damnedest to believe in the rainbow, that I tried to get over it, and I couldn't. So what?
The Don and Mike Show.
Hot dog. The Don and Mike Show.
That's right. And good Friday afternoon, everybody. The weekend is here. It's time for a can of beer. And welcome to the best of Don and Mike from 2 to 3 p.m. every weekday afternoon, leading up to Don and Mike live at 3 o'clock. And you're going to want to listen to Don and Mike today. We got Sopranos prize packs, WWE Judgment Day prize packs to give away, and a qualifier for a trip, a grand prize trip that'll be given away, I guess, today. I don't know when. I don't know. See, it's not my show. It's not the Joe Show. It's the Don and Mike Show. Oh, and by the way, check out these Nam Jams. That goes out to little Robbie Spiewak. Anyway, and not only that, they're going to be prepping my trip down to Richmond to see... What am I going to see? Oh, I'm going to see the Chevy American Revolution 400 at Richmond International Raceway. And if you want to get in on that, you can contact Richmond International Raceway at RIR.com or 866-455-RACE. Now, today on Best of Don and Mike, some time ago we had the studios rebuilt. And the cart racks didn't get put up for like 6 months or something. And finally, Don and Mike had enough, and they got something done about it. So it's the best of Don and Mike on 106.7 WJFK.
These cartridge racks have still not been installed in the studio. It has been June, July, August, September. 4 months.
4 months is unacceptable.
Our tapes are a very important part of our show.
Yes, they are.
And just the other day, I was thinking, gee, where's our great collection of Larry King tapes? I want to do a little Larry King montage.
Mm-hmm.
Then I realized, oh, that's right. The tapes are all up in our office because the engineers can't figure out how to hang a goddamn cartridge rack in this studio. Mm-hmm. So one of two things is going to happen today. Either we're going to have a work stoppage until they're in here putting the racks up while we do the show.
Right.
Or, again, I'm just going to open up the phone to our listeners. And I'm going to give $1,000, not of my money, not of your money, $1,000 of the station's money that incidentally is not coming out of our promotional budget.
Right.
To a handyman to come down and put up these cartridge racks today.
What is the reason, the latest reason being given for those not being up? Is it because there's something in the wall that they can't drill through?
Please, hold on a second. How could there be something in the wall they can't drill through?
I am not... Don't argue with me about it. I am saying,
is that the latest excuse? That was the last excuse.
That they can't get into the wall, right?
That was the last excuse, but if you take apart the panels on the wall...
No, and I'm going to say, point out to you, if you look at the wall with all the other stuff that's up on it, like there are all these other racks that are up on the wall...
We have roughly 1,000 CD racks that have been installed in our studio, except... Hello, we don't play music.
The latest I heard is that our chief engineer has been in touch, and they are currently working on a cart rack to replace that CD rack.
Well, we have cart racks in our office.
Right.
Metal cart racks that you can hang up like with a nail.
Going to be very pretty.
I don't care if it's pretty. I want it to be functional.
And also, you asked if that was hanging. That's not. That's sitting on the counter. That's not hanging. That's just seated.
Well, if you pulled that away from the wall, could you do it? Is it just sitting there, or is it glued, or what?
Don't do it violently.
Just all you have to do is just do it. You know, pull it back a little bit,
a little wiggle,
right there. That's fastened.
No, that's sealed.
Oh, that's attached.
That's not.
Is there anything in there like a screw or anything that you can see?
Hold on.
I mean, I'm just curious. I really am. You know, when you're.
Give me a second.
Should have brought my tools.
don't hurt yourself.
Take that.
Don't hurt yourself. Don is next.
These racks, these CD racks.
They look like they're glued or something.
Yeah, they're stuck in the wall, and I can see no screw holes.
Then I can anticipate what the engineers will say. Here's exactly what they're going to say.
We can't put it in because it's titanium in the walls, and we can't put a nail in there.
Right, they can't fasten it with something to hang it. They have to glue it, and they want to get something like that so they can glue it to the wall.
They have had 4 months. Okay, here's a handyman.
Good.
Beautiful. Hello, Mike.
Yeah.
Are you a handyman?
Electrician and handyman.
Okay, do you think you can handle this? Let me describe the job to you.
Okay.
We have these gigantic cartridge racks. Each one is about what, Rob? 3 or 4 feet high? Something like that. Bring one in from outside. Let me describe it to this guy.
They're metal. They hang.
What do they weigh?
Hold on. I'll give you a description right now. Here's one right here. Here's one. It's
3 feet.
And filled, they'd probably weigh about maybe 4 or 5 pounds.
Yeah, no more than that. I've got one right here. And they have, they are, to be
Hold
honest
on.
With you.
Program Director Jim McClure now coming into the studio.
Piece of cake. I can do it this afternoon.
Okay, beautiful.
Jimmy, what are you doing?
Jim, I am giving away $1,000 of your money today. And this is not coming out of our budget.
That's me, buddy.
Jimmy, what are you doing? I asked you.
Screw this out of the wall and put the car racks in here.
Now he's unscrewing the CD rack. So apparently, see, Mike, you can screw something into the wall.
You know what caused that to happen?
$1,000.
Don Geronimo saying $1,000.
Hey, that's my $1,000. That's got my name all over it.
Yeah, hold on a second. I'm not convinced yet that Jimmy's going to get all of our cart racks hung. So, Jimmy, you're going to hang all of them yourself today during the show?
If I have to, I will.
Now, Jimmy, where do you line up on this? How do you feel about this issue of the cart racks not being installed for 4 months?
Jimmy?
I would be much happier if they were in, along with a lot of other things.
Good answer. But thanks so much. It took you so long to think of that answer, too.
Okay, well, let's see if... Hold on. Before we get rid of the handyman, let's see if Jim can actually get rid...
Oh, keep the handyman on the line. I guarantee you that. I don't think... I say it's 80-20 right now. That handyman's going to get paid.
All right, Jim is now trying to unscrew... Apparently, this entire gigantic rack of CD holders is held into the wall.
Right.
He doesn't know what he's doing.
With one lone screw.
And let me point out, the speed at which Jim McClure moves, I once went to an event with Jim McClure and was I waited for him to leave and come to my car at an event we were at. And I asked Jimmy, I said, are you ready to go? And he said, yes. That was on Labor Day. And by Christmas, he got out to my car.
Bring up the past like a woman, you know.
Do you remember that hockey game? That's they warned me about that. And you were walking to my car like this.
Hold on a second. I got another handyman on the phone. Hold on a second, please. Hold on. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, this is Bill with Modern Door and Equipment.
Hi, Bill.
I understand you need some cart racks hung.
Bill, what we need, and let me describe it. Robbie, give me the cart rack back so I can describe this to all of the perspective handymen who will be installing these today. Each one of these cart racks, it looks like something you would see like in 7-Eleven.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. That's a perfect description.
Like a rack that they would have Twinkies in or something.
A retail rack is what it looks like. It's made out of basically a little reinforced wire.
Yeah, just a little heavier than a wire hanger.
It's wire gauge.
And each one of these racks is about 3 feet tall. It holds 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18, 20, 22, 24, 25. Each one holds 25 of our tape cartridges.
Which are the size of 8 tracks.
Yeah. Right? Roughly, maybe a little smaller, and they're very lightweight. The tapes themselves are very lightweight.
We can have it installed for you in about an hour.
Robbie, how many of these racks do you think we have to get all the stuff out of our office? How many we got up there? Give me a guesstimate of how many of these racks.
Maybe 8?
No, more than
that. Oh, come on. 20? We've got 25, maybe.
You know what? Looking to expand, because I know that we're right around the corner from getting a digital system, but there may
please.
Be more cards. We should put as many cart racks up as the walls will support in here.
I agree. The walls should be surrounded with our tape cartridges.
Oh, come on.
We need them to do the show.
Okay, yeah. That's fine. That's good. That's good. So we can get them. But we don't. Where they have the holes drilled is not going to accommodate all the cart racks.
Well, but see, if you get a good handyman, though, all it's really going to take is a couple of nails and a couple of screws to get each of these up.
Where are we going to put the other ones when the wall in that corner is filled? Are we
over
here?
You go along the wall over here, my left or your right,
okay,
all the way to the corner.
Put them in here.
Over here, you go all the way up to the WJFK sign. You hang a couple over here over your left shoulder.
Right.
Also to your left. That's wall space that can be used.
Very good.
Yeah. There's no reason these things shouldn't have been hung 4 months ago. Excuse me, they're falling out of the cart rack right now. So
you got a good installation crew there.
So the reason I ask that is because once Jimmy removes the CD rack from the wall, that won't be enough wall space.
Oh no, definitely not.
And okay, just checking.
Yeah, I mean,
so we're still going to need the handyman.
We sure are.
We can fill it up.
Hold on a second, please. We've got another handyman now on the phone.
There we go.
Wow.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey.
I'll tell you what. This is the show of the working man.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Let me say.
Oh, absolutely.
Made for Americans, by Americans.
The show is American-made, Don.
The Don and Mike Show. Show of the working man.
I'm proud to be an American.
Hello.
Where at least I know I'm free.
You are on the air. Hello.
Hey, Benedict Arnold. Oh, I'm right in the area. I can put them racks up.
Oh, is that, are you talking about the Redskins again? I'm past the Redskins. They're so out of my life. They're so in the rearview mirror now. That was yesterday.
I've never seen Jim McClure work at this speed.
I can still get those racks up. I'm an electrician, so I got all the tools you need.
I'm like one of those dudes. I'm like William Shatner. You know what I am? With me and the Redskins is like William Shatner and his dead wives. Mm-hmm. William Shatner, his wife dies. She drowns in the pool. For a day, he mourns it. And the next day, you see him on Access Hollywood. He's out at some party with some chick.
Right, yeah.
That's like me and the Redskins. I was mourning them yesterday.
But now you're over it.
I'm past it today. They're still dead. Dead to me. But I'm past it. Absolutely past it. I'm on the cart racks now.
So this would be our third handyman that's called.
All right, hold on a second, please, okay?
All right.
Hold on.
Jimmy, let's get a progress report. How you doing?
The problem is they just randomly screwed the holes in here, so I'm trying to figure out where in between the little slots the screws are. And then I'll see if I can come out of the wall with it.
You know what? I'm just going to get a handyman down here.
Absolutely.
Just get a handyman. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Is this a handyman?
I own a fire and water damage restoration company. We install stuff all the time.
There you go. All right.
Well, what we need is very simple. You know what? Hold on. Let me put you on hold. Robbie, you know what I need?
What's that?
Give me a hammer and a nail, please. Go back to the shop and just get me a hammer and a nail.
Oh,
what we need to do is check these walls to see if you can indeed hammer a nail into the wall.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
because
you need a good long nail, because we've got probably about 3 inches of soundproof tile that's on the wall here, so you need enough nail so you'll have enough to hang the...
Yeah.
And also enough to get through to the other side.
Yeah, give me a good long nail. Hey, give me a hammer gun. Don't we have a hammer gun around?
A nail gun, you mean?
Yeah, you know what I say, hammer gun?
Hammer gun.
You know what I mean.
And you said hammer.
I know, but... And we can't...
We don't hammer? Hammer?
We can't play the tape because... We don't have our carts
in racks
here.
Aren't here.
I've just set off the hammer alarm, and normally you'd be hearing, you know,
right.
MC Hammer.
Where are the engineers today, Jimmy?
Well, I know one of them quit yesterday. No, that's not a joke.
That is the truth, yes.
You know that. The main guy quit yesterday. You didn't know, Buzz?
No, I didn't know that.
Oh, you're so out of the loop on the
now, I believe those are glued, boys. I think if they put those in there, they'd be screwed and glued.
You are so out of the loop.
Yes.
Dangerous Dan Ryson quit yesterday.
Oh, my God.
That's
just
right.
When you're laying good flooring, nail, screw, and glue. That's the way you do it. Absolutely. All three.
Now we have Charles Broyhill and Jim McClure trying to rip this CD rack out of the wall.
But Charles Broyhill is doing it in such a way that is not uncharacteristic of Charles Broyhill. I'm seeing a different human with Jim McClure. I'm seeing Jim McClure like I've never seen him before, moving at a furious, frantic pace.
Oh, sure, because he knows if we give away $1,000, some guy comes tearing up the studio.
Right.
It's going to be Jim's ass. Jim's going to be in there with the GM today.
Boy, it looks like they cut it in there. Did they put the tile in after?
It looks like.
Oh, that's going to be a lovely look.
Why?
So they put it in after.
And again, I got to ask this question. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, I'm sorry to interrupt. We have a contractor out in the lobby that wants to come in and start doing
bring him in.
Go.
Bring him in. Bring him in. And bring my nail gun, honey.
Sure.
Why they would put
guys, you know, if we've got a contractor, you know, you ought to just leave those there until they get replaced.
Why they would put
and
in
use the other walls.
Why they would put in CD racks to a station that plays no CDs,
right,
is really asinine. Mm. Oh, they're trying to rip this thing out of the wall.
They are.
They're really trying. And meanwhile, here comes our contractor.
Looks like a contractor.
Here comes the... Where do you see the contractor, Mike?
Is he a big man?
Yeah. This is like the kind of guy... This guy comes to your house. You know he's going to fix stuff
all right,
at your house.
Right. Here he goes.
This is Jim, everybody.
Come on in here, Jim.
Jim. Hi, Jim.
Jim,
come on in.
Over here.
Over here, Jim. Oh, look at... And he's got my nail hammer gun.
Hi, Jimmy.
Beautiful.
Hello,
how you doing,
bud?
Hey,
good.
Bud,
how you doing, guys?
Can I check that baby out for a second?
Absolutely.
Oh, dear.
Oh, that's
man.
A drill, Don.
I know it is.
Everybody take cover.
I got more power tools in the car if you want to play with them.
Do you have a nail gun in the car?
Yes, I do.
You do?
Oh, my God.
I don't think maybe it's probably not the kind of job that would need a nail gun.
I'd probably tear that up with a nail gun.
Hmm. But I wonder, could I drill a hole in this wall?
No.
What do you mean, no? Well, sure I can.
Yeah, if I go get my drill bit, you can drill anything you want with
that. That would be vandalism.
I just drilled a hole in the wall.
Like that.
Well, you drilled a hole in the acoustical tile. It's like styrofoam.
Right. What about up there?
No, I mean, it's all that tile, so you're just going right into styrofoam is what you're doing. You're not really drilling a hole through anything that'll be...
Oh, I see. So I got to have something longer to go through the styrofoam
yes.
to actually get to whatever is behind the styrofoam.
But I also think that you'll accomplish what you need to do to hang these things with a nail, I would think. Like you asked before, a good long... You have some good long nails?
Screws, nails, all I have to do is survey what I need.
All right, now you're looking at these walls. You see these walls are thick acoustical tile, and you need something. And did you see the cart rack?
Oh, give me the cart rack again,
I got
Rob.
I got 2.5s, 3.5s, whatever you need.
Give me the cart rack again. Let me show Jim what he's working with here. Jim?
Is this thick right here?
Here you go. These are what we need hung.
Okay.
We got about 25 of these. You hang them right here on the top. On the wall.
They were trying to do it over there, and they had some kind of problem. See where those two holes are?
That's because they're just not hitting anything solid, or they're not anchoring it.
Okay, so you do it on that wall, on the wall behind you, the wall over here, the wall over there, the wall behind Mike, and the wall right next to Mike.
Not a problem.
And if we get rid of this thing, you put them all behind me, too, here. Plenty of room. Beautiful.
You want to try one? Want to try? Well, let's try that corner.
I have to go get all the lag screws out of the car. I needed to see the stock.
Okay. All right. Very good. In.
But do you think you could handle this
job? Absolutely.
Is this a job like that a retard could do? Do you think?
As long as the retard has a screwdriver.
All right.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Good man.
All right. Get cracking.
Good man. Get to work. And this is the man who'll be paying you $1,000 today. That's Jim McClure.
Thank you. Thank you.
Very nice.
Thank you. Thank you for finally addressing our needs. It has been 4 months, and nothing's done in here. Now, look, now things are happening.
That's the way you get things done, squeaky wheel.
And meanwhile, these two morons are still trying to pull the CD rack off the wall.
Do we have another screw in there, probably?
At least one more, if not more than that.
Hey, contractor, go down to your car and get your stuff. Don't worry about these guys.
Contractor.
Don't worry about these guys. These guys don't have a clue what they're doing.
Oh, hey, they're making progress, though.
Okay. All right.
They're actually, just heard that good sound of tile ripping out of the wall.
They're actually pulling the CD rack out of the wall where the cart rack should be.
Mm-hmm. That's where the work should begin.
Yeah, that's where the first set of racks should go.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Very nice.
What's that? What kind of wall do we have on the other side? Is that just plywood? Or is that, that's fiberboard. So he needs a wall anchor. You need a wall anchor to go into drywall.
Need a wall anchor.
I actually went to the hardware store a couple weeks ago and bought a bunch of stuff to do this with. I've just been waiting for it to get done.
Oh, yeah, right. Just waiting for it to get done, right. What's going to get done today, Jimmy? Today's the day. It's your lucky day.
It's not his job.
Now, Jim, now get that out of the way. Now put up one of those. Will that fit in one of the, will our cart rack fit in that little hole?
Yeah.
You know, the 4 foot, is lengthwise, will it fit? I know you want to drill.
Yeah, I do.
But don't drill because you know, a pro's going to come in and do it.
I desperately want to drill.
I'm saying the cart racks.
Hey, Chris, will you hand me a cart rack there, please?
See, I mean, does that fit in the,
I understand. We're going to find out if it fits right now.
I think it might be just about right.
If the length is right, you can get about a dozen in that
hand
space.
Hand me a cart rack, Robbie.
That's not a drill bit.
The screwdriver bit.
Okay, I'm just playing. Come on, don't ruin my fun.
Look at that, boys.
Oh, that's great.
Look at that.
Look at that.
That's going to be in there today.
That's a beautiful fit.
That is fantastic. Look at how perfect that is.
Beautiful fit.
That's fantastic.
That's beautiful.
You dropped one.
That's great.
That's how you get things done around here.
Way to go.
That's how you get things done.
Somebody get the drill out of his hands.
Let me just drill another hole just for fun.
Right. Wrestle it away from him.
Oh, that's good.
See, now there.
Don't.
That's fun.
And now you put a wall anchor in there, and you're set. You have nothing more to worry about.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Hey, Don?
Yeah, Mike?
Can I do it?
Here you go.
I could use $1,000. No, I'll do the whole job.
Oh, no. No, I thought you just wanted to play with the...
No, it's just he's the first one down here, and he got lucky because that is a job anybody can do, because once he puts the wall anchor in, mm-hmm. he'll go down there. You know, it should be a speed thing.
I am just illustrating how simple this job truly is, this job that the engineering staff has put off for the last 4 months. How very simple it is.
I'm curious what's on the other side of the, I'd love to know what's on the other side of the acoustical tile in that corner where they were talking about, like, walls made of kryptonite.
Do you remember the old walls that used to be in the studio before the remodeling? That's what's behind the acoustical tile. They actually took the tile and stuck it to the wall.
Okay, but so it's drywall, right?
No, there's drywall, and there's I think it's about 6 inches deep.
And well, then all you need are long nails to anchor it to the drywall. Am I right?
Fielding around
all,
it. It
just you know what? In all seriousness, you put a wall anchor into the drywall through that hole, and then you get a long enough screw.
Yeah, even I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, right? Absolutely. That's all.
I don't understand what they were trying to. I guess they were trying to anchor it so that somebody could maybe sit on it.
I think what happened was the bit that they were using wasn't long enough, and that's all.
Okay. Oh, that's what it was.
But no need to worry, Jimmy, because we're getting the job done today.
Because in all seriousness, those things are probably 3 to 4 pounds.
At a discount price. Only $1,000 we're paying this guy today.
Each of those nails is perfect for a wall anchor because they're lighter than the average, you know, picture you'd hang
beautiful
on the wall.
Thank you. Once again, thank you to our listeners. You're
thank
great.
Thank you to you, Don, for getting this job started today and for taking the initiative and getting this done.
Thank you, Mike.
Bravo. I'm delighted. That's going to look great over there.
And they're going to be over by you, too.
That's good. They're going to be, they're going
to
put it.
We've got plenty of wall space to
that's
put these
great
things up. I mean, it's just, it's ridiculous every day to come in our office. Mm-hmm. You walk into our office.
You can't walk in our office because they're just sitting there leaning up against stuff.
It's a sea of these cartridges.
4 months' worth.
And, you know, when I brought this up with the de facto general manager, Ken Stevens, a while ago, he said, well, why do you need those tapes? Mm-hmm. And I explained to him why we need them. And he said, well, don't you have the digital computer system?
No, we don't.
And I said, digital computer system? Come on. You know, what planet are you from that we have a digital computer system?
Not here.
We do have a digital system. It's been taken out of the studio it was in, and no one knows how to use it. No, I'm sorry. Two people know how to use it, and no one will share their information.
Who knows how to use it?
Dan and Chris Owens.
All right, Dan is the engineer who just quit.
What do you mean they won't share the information on how? I mean, so people aren't being trained how to use it and how to bring it up in the studio?
Exactly. Well, it's not even in the other studio where it once used to live. It's gone.
Where is it at?
I don't know. I have no idea.
So we have the piece of equipment
that would really eliminate the need for all this space to be taken up by tape cartridge.
Quite possibly.
But that equipment has never been used.
It's never been used by anybody.
And now it's missing?
Well, I know there's a lot of things holding doors open. I don't know if that's one of the doorstops or not.
The equipment we're talking about is basically a hard drive, right? And then you've got a little keyboard that you have set up here, and that's how you program your...
Right.
Your sound effect.
Exactly.
I mean, it's very simple. Most people have a more sophisticated setup on their home computers. Right. Most people at home...
Is it a real broadcast quality one, though?
Yeah, a real expensive one, too.
It is?
Yeah.
Where is it at? I'd like to see it.
I don't know.
Would you ask Chris to come in?
Sure. It's
thank
not
you
in his studio, either.
Well, maybe he knows where it is. If we have this fancy equipment.
Yeah, really.
Not that there's a chance it's ever going to be properly installed. I mean, look, at the dimwits here couldn't put up the cartridge rack.
What did Chris say to you?
I don't know where it is.
He doesn't know where it is. And so the guy that knows where it is leaving.
Interesting.
Yeah, Dan Ryson.
Uh-huh. Oh, my God. No, not
from
Dan.
You remember
no
the old engineer? He came from that school.
Really?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, I don't know for sure.
Okay.
Wow.
All I know is things
Rob,
are happening.
What are you putting that in there for?
Well, we'll start over here. We're eventually going to need these.
No, just get those out of here. Just clear the whole wall, Rob.
You just have more room, Rob, if you put those all. Those will take, what, two?
Just clear the entire rack.
All right.
Clear the wall. Give me a clear wall.
Then you'll have a whole wall.
Man with a drill in his hand.
A lethal weapon in your hand.
Remember, I'm no stranger to those drills, Don. We have 11 of them at home. That's a DeWalt. Do you have the DeWalt?
We have the DeWalt.
Yeah.
We have the DeWalt.
Good.
We have the Makita.
Mm-hmm.
We have a Black & Decker.
Right.
Stand.
We have, what's that? What?
You have a Bosch?
Yes. Yeah, here comes our handyman again. Here comes the contractor coming back around the corner. Now, let me just take a moment of your broadcast day, everybody, to illustrate how simple this job is that the idiot engineers here have put off for the last 4 months. Watch how long it takes this guy.
Look how loud I have to yell.
Come on in. A contractor?
He was lingering out in the hallway.
Mr. Contractor, come on in. Come on in.
Hi, how are you? Got all your tools?
Here's your wall, right here. That's the first wall you start on.
Want to go straight across?
Left or right?
You can get 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, maybe 9 or 10 racks on this wall alone.
Mm-hmm. Job take you half hour, tops.
This will be the easiest money you ever
and I'm
made
not talking about the whole job. I'm talking about that area right there.
All right, let's watch a working man now. No, don't be like the guys that come out to my house.
No pressure.
And spend all day sitting, drinking iced tea with my wife. I want to see you really work now. Paying you $1,000. Oh, look at it. He's putting on his handyman belt now.
All right, there he goes.
He is so goddamn macho.
How are you going to walk us through this? How are you going to be doing this? Drill a hole?
Well, I got to see what's in the wall first, but since we have anchors and bolts and everything, looks pretty, pretty simple.
Striking, really.
Pretty friggin' simple, actually.
Absolutely.
Mm. Really? No. Can you see any reason that a job
was that was one of your questioning hums, wasn't it?
No. It's interesting.
No,
that,
I know your
it
hums
appears to be a simple job.
Mr. Contractor, are you amazed that such a simple job has gone for so long with nobody taking care of it?
Amazed, absolutely.
He's amazed. And Buzz, what was your for?
Because I thought it was interesting that it turns out to be such a simple job. I said,
Okay, I just, you know, sometimes I misinterpret Buzz's hmms. Sometimes his hmms is he's suspect, you know.
Okay, he's getting the bit out now.
Don't you fancy yourself as a bit of a handyman?
Oh, I do a lot of stuff around the house.
He does. I told you that time that Frieda and I went to his house, though. It was amazing. It was like going in a Sears showroom.
Right.
Because as Buzz was showing us around his house, he said, and this is my workstation.
Mm-hmm.
And you went down there, and it looked like this stuff had never been touched. And everything, because it was clean and immaculate.
Very neat, yes.
Everything was everything in its place.
All the drills, all the drill bits. Mm-hmm.
And every place in its thing, or whatever that stupid saying is.
Even more so now. I've done more organizing. I have a great workshop.
I admire that. I mean, I wish my crap is, you know, seriously, if I need a screwdriver or a hammer,
mm-hmm.
it's an hour.
It used to be that way for me.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, maybe you could give me a few pointers.
Not me.
Happily.
I'm the worst. Frieda won't even let me hang pictures anymore.
Really?
What happens is, well, I hang a picture, and I don't worry about getting, you know, the metal string on the back of a picture?
Yes.
Right.
I don't worry about that. I just take a big-ass screw, and I just boom, 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 hang it in the wall, and then I just kind of hang the picture by the frame. I just hook the edge of the frame up to the big screw in the wall.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of times, I don't really think before I hang a picture.
Right.
I'll make the big asshole. I'll hang the picture. Then I'll go, you know what?
No. It's crooked.
3 feet the wrong way. And I'll move it. And then I'll realize I've got a giant hole.
Yeah.
Right. And I have to put a smaller picture up to hide the giant hole that I made. And I'm not allowed to anymore. What are you doing now?
I want to measure one so I can see how many I can fit in there.
There you go.
Go ahead.
Excellent.
Go ahead. Get right in there. Measure yourself silly. There's a sample for you. What are the dimensions on this baby?
We're going to find that out
right now.
He's going to go across it.
I bet we can get a dozen in there.
You know, that's...
36 and three quarters.
36 and three quarters.
You eyeballed that, Buzz. Let's see if you're right about that.
1/16.
I think you might be right.
36 and three quarters by 5 1/16.
Now he's going to measure the hole, see how many we can... And if they're touching, that's good, right? If they're side by side.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. They could be absolutely that close. And the hole is 59er.
59 and
5/8. 59 and
5/8. This is the Don and Mike Show. Howard Stern on your way to work. Don and Mike on your way home. 106.7 WJFK.
Musicians, this weekend only, get a $100 digital reference vocal mic for just $29 and get the mic cable free. A 20, a 5, and 4 ones. That's all you're going to need because $29 has never gone so far. For 3 days, save on all the gear you need in every department. It's Guitar Center's semi-annual $29 marathon. For $29, there's something for every musician. DOD distortion pedal, $29. Yamaha keyboard stand and gig bag, $29. Studio condenser mic and preamp, $29. Buy 10 pairs of sticks for $29. Get a China cymbal free. And get this. Enter to win a 2004 Toyota RAV4 loaded with a 270-watt JBL premium audio system and a 6-disc CD changer during the JBL Great Car Giveaway. Plus, get exclusive no-payment financing for 15 months on Gibson, Marshall, Pearl, and more. Stock up now. Guitar Center's $29 marathon. For 72 hours, $29 is all you need. Don't miss it.
Hey, friends. Michelob Light is giving us a minute to reflect on rising to the occasion. Today's question is from Cliff.
Yeah, I sort of have this problem. I have a lazy eye, and it seems to be hindering me in the dating department.
My friend, you're